Hello and welcome to Living Hope. This is Pastor Staten, and I want to welcome everybody that is joining us today. A shout out to our e-family, all of you that are joining us through the internet. I want to remind you every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, you can join us live at tv.livinghopemd.com. I pray that today's message blesses you and that you enjoy the word as it is shared today.
I'm too lost to be found, and I know it's in my mind.
All of our guests that are here, certainly if you start naming names, you should name everybody, and I don't want anybody to feel left out. But we're so honored to have all of our guests here today. Living Hope, before we get in the Word, can you help me right now? Let our guests know how thankful we are to have them here with us today. Amen. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18. And beginning in verse 41, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. He cast himself down upon the earth and bowed himself so that his face was between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up, the Bible says, and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. One translation says it this way, and seven times he told his servant to go again. And it came to pass at the seventh time that the servant said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, nothing more than a man's hand. The prophet said, go up and say unto Ahab, get ready, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meantime that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Amen. I want to preach for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, somewhere in there. Amen. All the guests just got real nervous. The next 30 minutes or so on this thought. In the meanwhile. Amen. In the meanwhile. Amen. The Lord bless you. If you're expecting God to speak today, would you give him a hand clap of praise as you're seated? Amen. The Lord bless you. We open up the narrative. We open up this narrative that is explained in these six verses by reading in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41, where the prophet Elijah makes a declaration. The declaration that he makes is addressed to King Ahab, where he says, get thee up, eat and drink. What he's telling Ahab is not that it's time to party or that it's Thanksgiving 2.0. That's not what he's telling him. He's telling him, you need to prepare. You need to get ready. In the midst of a 3-year drought, even the king has had to ration his resources. It's been 3 years since this same prophet Elijah had spoken and said, it's not going to rain until I say it's going to rain again. It's been 3 years since one drop of rain has fallen to the parched earth. And because of that, there are rations that are going on. You can't just drink whatever you want to drink whenever you want to drink it. You can't eat whatever you want to eat whenever you want to eat it. Amen. But everybody is having to ration what they eat and drink and be very meticulous and very careful because they're trying to ensure that they don't run out of resources. So even the king is not able to just eat and drink whenever he wants to. But Elijah instructs the king. He says, you need to go ahead and you need to feast. You need to eat and drink because you need to get strength. You need to make sure that you've got your strength. You need to make sure that you are nourished because there's an event that is getting ready to take place. Amen. Ahab, what you don't know is that in the next few hours, you're going to have a 25-mile chariot ride that you're going to have to take. Not only are you going to have to take this chariot ride, but you're going to need to make that ride in record time. So what the prophet was saying to the king was, you need to get ready. I wish somebody would turn to your neighbor right now and tell them, you need to get ready. Amen. I feel in the Holy Ghost this morning to tell somebody, it's time to get up, to drink, and to eat. Amen. Because something is on its way. Now, the opposition that is here today that we've already faced in this service does not intimidate me. Rather, it confirms that God is getting ready to do something in this church. Amen. I feel to tell Living Hope today, you need to get up, Living Hope, and you need to get ready. Amen. You need to start making preparation. I came to tell the families of Living Hope today, amen, Dad and Mom, you need to strengthen yourself and you need to get ready because some event is coming and you need to have strength for it. And then Elijah says, this being a quote that most times we misquote, most times when we quote this, we say that the prophet said, I hear a sound of abundance of rain. It's not what he said. He didn't say, I hear. He said, there is a sound of abundance of rain. In other words, it wasn't just a sound that belonged to the prophet. It was a sound that was available to anybody that was in the room. It was a sound that was available to anybody, as the book of Revelation said, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. I would tell you today, there is a sound of abundance in this house today. It's not just that I hear it. It's available to anybody today that will have enough faith to believe that God is getting ready to do something in this church. It was a sound that was available for all to hear, but a sound that only Elijah himself heard. Well, Pastor, how can you be so sure that Elijah was the only one that heard it? Well, in the middle of a 3-year drought, when it's been 3 years since a drop of rain has touched the earth, if there would have been the slightest rumble of thunder, if there would have been just a slight rumble of thunder, one crackle of lightning, if there would have been one drop of rain, even one dark cloud on the horizon, even if Jerusalem news would have forecast rain was coming, everybody in the kingdom would have known. I know they didn't have the weather app on their smartphones. They didn't have access to weather.com, and they didn't have the forecast of the Weather Channel. They didn't even have the broadcast of the weather on the radio. But as long as there's been humanity, there have been methods to make sure that news is spread from person to person. And I can assure you that after a 3-year drought, if there was any sound, if there had been a sound that others had heard that rain was going to fall, everybody would have known that rain was going to fall. Elijah was the only person that knew that rain was about to fall. It was a sound of abundance, and yet a sound that was so silent that nobody else heard it. It was not thunder. It was not the whistling of winds making its way through the tree branches. It was evident that whatever this sound was, it was only heard by the prophet. And though the sound was just kind of a rustling in the spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just kind of this whispering of the Holy Ghost that nobody else around you can hear it, but you just feel something in your spirit telling you that something is on its way. Amen. And that rustling in his spirit, but it brought with it to the prophet Elijah an awareness of abundance. If there were a sound that was so still that nobody else could hear it, how could Elijah be so sure that it was a sound of abundance? I'm going to tell you how. I believe that when we hear the sound, it's up to us to determine what is that sound all about. Is it a sound of abundance, or is it just another noise in the world that we live in today? Can I tell you, we live in a world where there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise going on. Amen. We're getting ready to enter into a heightened season of noise. The election is coming up in about a year. I know you didn't want to hear me say that, but I can guarantee you the noise is going to start getting a lot louder as we get close to that. Amen. There's noise going on with the economy. There's noise going on abroad. There's noise going on even in our community. There's all kinds of noise. And when you hear the Spirit of God beginning to whisper to your spirit, you have to determine, what is God speaking to me? Can I tell you how Elijah said that this is a sound of abundance? And it's up to you to speak, what kind of sound is this? So many times we speak through our humanity. God begins to speak, and instead of speaking abundance, we speak scarcity. Instead of speaking God's getting ready to do something big, we just speak that God is just doing average things among us. I didn't come today to declare that God is getting ready to do something average. I came today with a declaration that there is a sound of abundance. And here's how I can make that declaration. It's the same way that Elijah could stand up and say, I hear the sound of abundance. It's because he knew the nature of the God that was bringing the rain. How many of you believe that your God is a God of abundance? He's not an average God. He's not a halfway God. He's not a most of the way God. He's an all the way and then some God. My God doesn't do things halfway. Your God doesn't do things partway. He is a God of, you know what abundance means? It means as much as you need and then some. Yes, sir. That's what abundance is. He was the same God. Elijah recognized this God that's getting ready to bring rain is the same God that just a few verses earlier in 1 Kings chapter 18, amen, when Elijah is standing there atop Mount Carmel and he's having a showdown with the prophets of Baal, that God had answered by fire. And when the Lord answered by fire, the Bible says it consumed everything. When the fire fell from heaven, it consumed everything. It says it consumed the sacrifice, it consumed the wood, it consumed the stones, it consumed the water. The Bible says it even licked up the dust. Elijah said, you know what? If my God is abundant in the fire, then I know he's also going to be abundant in the rain. Come on, the rain that's getting ready to come is not the rain you need an umbrella for. It's a rain that you better get out of the way because it's going to drench everything. I wonder how many in this room today really believe that you serve a God that is a God of abundance. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. Somebody say, my God is a God of abundance. Now I want you to praise him like he is a God of abundance. I want you to praise him right now like you really believe. Not just that he's going to do enough, but he's going to do more than enough. Not that he's going to give me just what I need, but he's going to give me more than I need. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, the thief comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he didn't stop there. He said, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. Somebody give him praise right now. Does anybody hear the rustling in the treetops? Does anybody hear the rustling of the wind? Does anybody feel that awakening in your spirit that God is getting ready to do something? Yeah. Yeah. Here's our human inclination. The propensity of our humanity when we hear a sound from heaven, when God begins to whisper into our spirit, when God begins to speak and he's getting ready to do something, we look around for confirmation and validation. We even write Christmas songs about it. Do you hear what I hear? Right? God speaks something into your spirit, and rather than rejoicing because the promises of God that are on their way, we look around us and we ask, does anybody else hear that? Amen. The Spirit begins to move at the beginning of worship service. And instead of worshiping and praising, we look around and wait, is somebody else going to worship him? If you do, then I will. And we limit what God wants to do based upon what other people are hearing God speaking. When Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain, but Ahab looks back at him like you've lost your mind. When Elijah says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain, but the servant looks back at him like, I think that you need to go get your hearing aid checked, Elijah. We begin to temper our expectations. We allow what others did not hear to minimize what we did hear. God gave me a promise that my family is going to be saved. Anybody else hear that? Well, if you didn't, then I'll just believe that my marriage is going to survive. And we begin to limit, we begin to tamper down, we begin to minimize our expectations rather than believing that my God is a God of abundance. Amen. That I begin to limit what God is able to do based upon what you did not hear. I didn't come today, amen, to base my expectations on what you didn't hear. I came today to worship God based upon what I did hear. I wonder if anybody heard God speak today. Everything's going to be all right. He's going to make a way out of no way. He's going to bring you through the storm. Stop waiting on what your neighbor does and give God praise for what you did hear. Come on, God's going to bring us through. God's going to make a way. God's going to heal your body. God's going to do the work. Well, I feel like God is speaking abundance, but nobody else around me is hearing that. So I'll just go back to scarcity. I'll just remain at average because nobody else is witnessing what I'm hearing God speaking. But here's the wisdom of Elijah. He allowed what only he heard to move him to impact others. He didn't wait to see how Ahab was going to respond. He didn't wait to see how his servant was going to respond. He went to them and said, let me tell you what I heard. I don't care whether you heard it or not. You need to go get ready because God's getting ready to do something. I didn't come today to ask you what you heard. I came today to tell you what I heard. That I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. That God's getting ready to heal your family. That God's getting ready to save your children. Living Hope, I don't know how, but I just hear the sound of abundance of rain. And God's getting ready to do a work in this community. I don't know where the money's coming from. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I think it won't be long before we build that next phase. I don't know how, but I hear the sound of abundance. And some of you hear it too, but you want to act like you don't because nobody else around you is acting like they heard it. And you don't want anybody to think you lost your mind, so you sit there service after service, amen, in average, and thinking of God through the lens of scarcity rather than getting up and celebrating and saying, you know what? I hear the sound of abundance. He goes to Ahab and shakes him and wakes him. Says, Ahab, get up, eat and drink. He didn't ask Ahab what if he heard the sound or not. He just said, get up, go eat and drink. I'm not looking to you, Ahab. I don't care if you confirm this or not. It's not based on whether you confirm it. I know what I heard. He tells the servant, go, get up and look out toward the sea. Amen. Somebody this morning, you need to start letting what God is speaking to you and what you know about the nature of God to stir you to begin to move. You need to begin to go into work and tell your neighbors, get ready because God's about to move in this community. Come on, you need to go to work next week and tell your coworker, get ready because God's about to move in Southern Maryland. God's about to wake this community up. Amen. God's about to loose the captive. Stop limiting your expectations by what others don't hear. And start lifting your expectation to what God is speaking. And what you know about the nature of God. Here's the problem. Many times when God begins to move, we choose man's math over miracle math. Let me explain what man's math is and miracle math. There's a difference between man's math and miracle math. Man's math says 2 + 2 = 4. At least it did when I was in school. I know they got a new math out today. I don't know what it says. But when I was in school, 2 + 2 = 4. And so we begin to work through man's math, and that is simply this. If the rain is going to be abundant, then the sound has got to be loud. If there's going to be a lot of rain, then there's got to be a lot of noise. If I'm going to expect God for a lot of rain, then I need to see a lot of lightning. I need to hear a lot of thunder. Yet the Bible says that the sound was so still that only one man heard it. That doesn't equate in man's math. If it's such a small sound that only I can hear it, then I'm not expecting much rain to come out of that. If the rain is going to be abundant, then the signs need to be plentiful. There should be dark clouds everywhere. There should be flashes of lightning. There should be this tumultuous wind. I should look out the window and see the tree is bowing over from the wind that is blowing through its branches. Yet the servant goes six times. Amen. The servant goes six times and comes back with the report. Six times he looks back at Elijah and says, "There is nothing." Somebody say nothing. Have you know what nothing means? I don't care what math you're using. Nothing means zero. It means nada. It means zilch. You ain't getting nothing. Amen. Amen. Elijah is saying there's a sound of abundance of rain coming, and the servant is looking back at Elijah and said, "There is nothing." Not just is there a little sign. He says, "There's no sign." Finally, on the seventh time, the servant returns to report. And this time, I think he's just trying to pacify Elijah. He said, "Well, there's a cloud. I'm just tired of you telling me to go back up the mountains. I'm tired of you telling me to climb up to..." The Bible says Elijah was already at the top of the mountain. He told the servant to go up higher. The servant's like, "Man, I'm about tired of this trip. So I'm just..." There's a little cloud up there. It's about the size of a man's hand that's rising out of the sea. What was the servant saying? He's saying, "There's not much up there. There's not much to work. It's just a little sign that's up there." And man's math says, if it's a little sign, then there must be only a little downpour. Right? If there's just a little noise, then that means there's just a little rain. But that's not what miracle math says. Miracle math doesn't work like man's math. In the safaris of Africa, trained trackers travel with sight seekers. They're going through those safaris. They travel, the driver of that safari, of that vehicle that they're going to be in, either him or a guide that is associated with it. And that person is trained, and they're trained to look for the smallest of signs. It could be just a broken branch on a tree limb that's maybe 10 or 15 feet in the air. A small patch of brush that they see there on the savanna that has been pushed to the side, or perhaps even just something as small as one snap twig that is lying on the ground. And to the untrained eye, to you or I, we might look at that and we might think, "Oh, a squirrel passed by here. It looks like maybe a tree got loose up, a bird got loose up in that tree and ruffled the limb up there a little bit." We wouldn't think much of it. But the trained eye, amen, the trained eye of that guide recognizes, amen, that it doesn't take much for a small sign to point to something big that is around the corner. The trained eye of the guide recognizes, amen, that small signs are evidence pointing to something big that is coming. Amen, that's what miracle math says. I was reading the account of one of these travelers that was traveling through the safari there in Africa, and they passed by, and the tracker stopped the bus that they were in and got out, and there was a small twig on the ground, and the tracker got in the bus and said, "Everybody, get your cameras ready. You're not going to believe what's going to be around the next corner just from one small twig." And as they rounded that corner and they came around the bend, there was a big about 13,000 pound elephant standing there, all because of one small sign. And that's what miracle math says. It may be a small sign, but something big is coming. Amen. It may seem like nothing to you, but something big is on its way. Come on, there's a 4,000-pound lion around the corner. There's a 3,000-pound rhino on the horizon. Amen, because that little branch is evidence of something big. I don't need you to validate what I'm hearing. I don't need you to get excited about what I'm hearing. It may just be a small sign, but I know what I know, and something big is on the horizon. That's the problem. We don't get excited about what God's doing because we're operating on man's math. Our child had a fever and we laid hands and prayed and that fever came down. And, oh, that was cute. That wasn't cute. That was a small sign of a big God who's working. Living Hope, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. There's things going on around this church. It may look to you like it's just a little twig that snapped. It may look to you like it's a little branch that moved. It may look to you like it's just a little brush that's been pushed to the side. But there's an elephant around the corner. There's something big on the horizon. I see it. I see these small signs. Some might call it small signs. But to the trained eye, it's not a small sign, Brother Matt. It's a sign that something big is around the corner. I see these small signs in some of you that have been around Living Hope for years. But there's a spiritual awakening that is taking place in your lives. Marcus, I see it in you and Andrea. I see it in your family. Some of you might look at that family and say, oh, it's just a little bit of a difference. No, something big is on the horizon. Last Sunday, three of their boys got the Holy Ghost. That's not a small thing. That's a work of God. Some of you aren't going to get excited until the thunder claps and the lightning flashes, but I wish you could get excited about a twig that is broken. Matt Plager, you've been in this church all your life, literally all your life, but something's happening, Matt. I don't know if y'all see it, but I see something. It ain't just because he married Khadijah. There's a spiritual awakening that's happening. There's a spiritual awakening. Some of you might look over and say, oh, that's just a twig that got. Oh, no, that's not just a twig. There's something big happening. I hear the sound of abundance. Larry and Tish, y'all been coming around for years, off and on, many years. Man, I'm watching what God is doing right now. There's a spiritual awakening. And I know there's always going to be some in the crowd that lean back. Well, I'll believe it when I hear the thunder roll. I believe rain is coming when I hear the thunder roll. But I just need a few of you that will start getting excited about snack twigs. Amen. I wish there would be some of you that would get excited about some branches that are moving. Amen. Some brush that has been pushed to the side. Amen. I hear the sound of abundance. I can't help but get excited because I hear what God is doing. I don't know if the rest of the church has noticed, but God's doing something in this youth group right now. Come on, I see Raymond sitting on the front row. Raymond, God's up to something. That's not just a snap twig. Amen. I hear the sound of abundance. I see these young ladies back here taking notes and worshiping up at the front. That's not just a little branch smoothed to the side. There's an elephant around the corner. I see it in the new members that are coming in. Amen. Some of you that perhaps a year ago didn't even have a consciousness that God was even alive, that he was doing anything, but something happened. I don't know when it was, but something began to stir in your spirit, and now I'm watching you as you come. To others, it may be just a cloud the size of a man's hand, but I'm telling you, church, God is up to something big. Come on, Corey and Sherry, I see what God is doing. Corey and Samantha, I see what God is doing. Come on, God is doing some. We can't wait until the rain falls to get excited. We got to get excited now. Here's the issue. It's about 50% of the church right now that's bought into what I'm saying. But this sound ain't just for the 50% that's bought in. It's for everybody. Hey, you could be doing the same thing Matt Plager's doing if you would just listen up. If you would tune your ear and say, you know what? I see what God is doing in Marcus and his family. God, do it in my family too. I see what you're doing for Matt. God, do it for me. I see what you're doing in Corey and Samantha. Do it in my home. Come on, everybody in this room right now. I hear the sound of abundance. Some of you that have been coming for a while, but you're really growing and getting involved. Chantel, I see you. Won't be long. Chantel's going to be on the praise team. I see you, Chantel. Come on, Chris and Leslie. I see you, Chris and Leslie. I'm just naming a few, but I'm watching. What is it? I'm going to tell you what it is. God is speaking. God is speaking throughout this church. It ain't just because I'm preaching a sermon right now. Throughout the week, God is whispering in the hearts of people, and some of you are responding. Amen. You know what that is? It's the sound of abundance of rain. It's not just a little twig on the ground. It's evidence that there's something big on the horizon. I wonder, for the next 30 seconds, can you give God praise for the abundance? I know to the casual observer, it may look like a few snap twigs. It may look like a few moved branches. But to the trained eye, God is up to something big. Get ready, Lexington Park. Get ready, Great Mills. Get ready, California. I know what God is whispering into my spirit. It's the reason that I met with the architects from CMI last week and said, we got to start drawing because something's happening. I'm just seeing some snap twigs around. I see some branches that are getting moved around the church. And we better get ready because abundance is coming. Amen. Abundance is coming. Esperanza Viva, abundance is coming. If I'm not careful, though, I can allow my expectation to be minimized. Because even in church, I can look around. Well, they don't hear what I hear. They're not expecting what I'm expecting. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe God's not ready. Maybe we should just chill out a little bit and just be thankful for this building we have right now. Maybe we should just be thankful for the 200 that show up on Sunday. Maybe I shouldn't have such a mind for reaching this community. Maybe we should just chill out because maybe God's not speaking at all. I know what God is whispering into my spirit. Amen. If I look to the news to confirm it, I know what they're going to say. They're going to say the same thing Elijah's servant said the first 6 times. There's nothing there. Right. If I look to the economy to confirm it, you're talking about building 3 more buildings right now? You know what the cost a building is right now? How in the world are you going to get? I know what the economy is going to say. They're going to say there's nothing there. But I know, Brother Jarrell, what God is speaking. Jasmine, I know what God is speaking. Sister Karen, I know what God is speaking. Brother Tyler, I know what God is speaking. If I could just get 20 or 30 of you to hear what I hear, amen, to believe what I see. Come on, let's start gathering snap twigs. Let's start looking for the broken branches. Amen, let's start looking for the small signs. Oh, it's no big deal, Pastor. That was just Brother Christian's mom last Sunday that got the Holy Ghost. That's not really that big of a deal. Oh, to you, it may not be that big of a deal. Amen. But it's a sign to me. There's evidence that big things are coming. Come on, can we get excited? Because I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I wonder how many of you can raise your hands right now with me. How many of you can testify God's doing something? God's speaking. Come on, some of you, I'm watching you. I'm watching the response that is taking place. Raymond, I don't know what's going on between you and God in your prayer time, but I just see something's happening. Denny, I don't know what's happening between you and God, but I see the evidence. Come on, some of you, right? You thought you were the only one hearing it. You thought you were the only one that God was speaking to. You thought you were the only one that heard the sound. I want you to know you're not alone. Amen. There's a sound of abundance. Get ready, Living Hope. Get ready because it's coming. Get you up and get ready because rain. Stand with me and raise your hands. We're going to pray together right now. I know it's not just me that God has been speaking to. The problem is so many of us have minimized our expectation because we thought we were the only one hearing it. And rather than allowing what we heard to cause us to impact others around us, we allowed what others didn't hear cause us to minimize our expectation. Can I tell you, it's okay to expect a revival of thousands in this community. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to expect thousands being baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. It's okay. Don't allow man's math. Pastor, I don't know, Pastor. I didn't see anybody give $1 million. If I told you today that somebody dropped the check in the plate for $1 million, everybody, oh yeah, we're gonna build. Because we want to see that elephant knock over a tree before we believe it's an elephant. I want to see that giant footprint in a mud puddle somewhere, and then I believe there's an elephant around the corner. But faith doesn't say that. Faith is the substance of things. All I need is a snap twig. I don't need to hear thunder to believe for rain. I don't need to see lightning to believe for rain. I just need to hear God whisper to me. The seventh time, the servant comes back, says there's a small cloud in the horizon about the size of a man's hand. Well, depending on where you're holding that, that could, I don't know. I think what he was saying is it ain't much to work with. It's really insignificant. It's of no consequence, Elijah. I don't know what you're all excited about. It's barely even a cloud. But as soon as he tells Elijah, Elijah jumps up and tells him, immediately go to Ahab and tell him, get in your chariot and ride as fast as you can to Jezreel, because even with you doing right now, leaving and getting there as fast as you can, the rain may not let you get there. I know it looks insignificant to you, servant, because you haven't been looking for it. You haven't been expecting. You don't hear what I hear. I know it looks small to you. I know it looks like a snap twig to you. I know it looks like a branch that's just been pushed to the side to you. The servant is perplexed. Just a cloud the size of a man's hand. Why, what are you getting excited about, preacher? Elijah, what are you getting all worked up about? It's just a small, insignificant cloud. You've got to understand how my God works. In the wilderness, he told Moses, strike the rock. And when Moses smote the rock, enough water came out of one rock to quench the thirst of an entire nation of people. Out of one rock. My God doesn't need a lot to work with. All he needs is an opportunity. Jesus took the lunch from one boy that had just a few fishes and loaves, and he said, that's enough for me to feed 5,000, because my God doesn't need a lot. All I need is a cloud the size of a man's hand. Elijah says, no, but you've got to move. This is the key. We can get all excited on Sunday and we can get hyped up. Yeah, yeah, God's doing great things, like abundance of rain, rah, rah. The point is we got to move when the cloud appears. You've got to move When you see that twig that is broken, you got to spring into action. Elijah didn't sit there and wait and say, well, let's see what happens with that cloud. Let's see if it grows. Let's see if it produces rain. No, the moment that he saw that God, the moment he saw the smallest of signs, he jumped into action and said, we've got to do something so that we can be ready when the rain gets here. Faith. Faith is taking action when God speaks. Faith is getting your camera ready when you see a broken twig. Unbelievers will look at you. Why don't you take a picture of a broken twig? Oh, I'm not getting a picture of a broken twig. It's what's around the corner that I'm getting ready to take a picture of. Amen. Faith is looking for lions when all that you saw was some brush that's been pushed to the side. Faith is gathering empty vessels when all that you have is a little bit of oil. Faith is making a cake when all you have is a little meal in a barrel and an oil with a little bit, a cruise with a little oil in it. The Bible says in 1 Kings 18:45, it came to pass in the meanwhile. That means it came to pass at the same time. At the same time, Elijah jumped up from his place of prayer and ran to that servant and said, go tell Ahab to get his chariot ready. At the same time, Ahab moved into action because of what he was expecting. The Bible says that little cloud that was just the size of a man's hand, it began to swell and it began to expand and it began to grow and it began to grow darker. Amen. And the Bible says that the entire cloud became dark and the wind became great, but it wasn't just because he believed. It was because he moved. Living Hope, I'm not here today to preach a message to you that someday God's going to do it. I'm here to tell you right now God wants to do it. There's broken twigs all around this church. I'm watching awakenings take place, and it's not because of my preaching. The Lord knows it's not. Pastor, you ain't even been here for a while. I know, it ain't me. It's not my preaching that's doing it. Some of you are having conversations with God outside of this building. And God is awakening some things. God, there are broken twigs around this room. They are broken. We see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And now God is saying to this church, all right, if you'll take action, if you'll get up and do something, if you'll get up and start moving, that right now you may just see a cloud the size of a man's hand. But if you'll move in the meanwhile... Well, I did see my child pray for 3 minutes the other day. That's a cloud. Well, they didn't fight me about coming to church today. That's a cloud. I did feel like God's been speaking something to me lately, but I'm not sure what to do with it. That's a cloud. All of these little signs that God is doing something around this church. And now what I want to preach to you today as I close this sermon out is if you will move as you move, amen, as you move in the meanwhile, God is going to take that little sign that you've been holding on to and he's going to begin to expand it. So I wonder if there's some folks right now that God's been doing some stuff in your life. Pastor, it's not that big of a deal. Oh, but it is. It's just a broken twig, Pastor. It's not really that big of a thing. Oh, but it is. But it's not just about that twig. It's what you do now. It's how you respond to the fact that God is doing something in your life. I'm going to tell you, as the pastor, I look at families in this church, and I can say, I hear the sound of abundance. Asking who will come to this altar right now and move. And in the meanwhile, as you're moving to this altar, even as you're taking steps to this altar, God is going to begin to expand that cloud in your life. God is going to begin to expand that cloud. It's just a small cloud the size of a man's hand. But as you move, God, I didn't come to preach a hype message today. I didn't come to hype you up. I'm preaching to some of you that you know, Pastor, lately something's just been a little different than normal. It's been different in my home. It's been different in my time with God. Something is different. There's an awakening taking place in my soul. Come on, I ask you, don't dumb that down. Don't minimize what God can do because you think you're the only one. I want to encourage you right now, do like Elijah did and rise up. Do like Elijah did and tell your servant, go tell Ahab, get ready because it's on its way.
Sometimes it is easy to start on your destination without knowing the exact path that it takes to get there. To get to our destination, we need to follow the one who knows our predestined path. Be sure to subscribe and watch us every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, visit us at www.livinghopemd.com.
So I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait.